August 27th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, Killing the Wrong Rapist. Plus, what do Kurt Russell and sex offenders have in common? More than you think. And really, really stinky trouble. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to end the week with the big Friday program. Oh, I've got a great show for you, especially for the guys. Men, I am going to help you feel so good today. Not in a gay way, come on. Don't be gross. Grow up, you guys. I am talking about self-anal massaging. Nothing gay about shoving your own finger in your asshole, right? I think maybe it's a little gay. Regardless, I'm going to play the video here for you. It's called Uranus, Massage for Men. I shit you not. And in it, a man explains the benefit of anal massage in a language we can all understand. Take a listen.
My name is Joe Kramer, and I'm a massage instructor. With this self-anal massage, you can reclaim an important part of yourself. You know little babies enjoy their assholes. When you were very young, you had no shame.
Wait a second. Babies love their assholes. Okay, important point. I'm taking notes.
You certainly didn't carry tension in your sphincter muscles. We were taught that there are places on our body that we should avoid. And the asshole is at the top of the list.
Because it's dirty, and you poop from there.
What is the purpose of this anal taboo? Break the taboo and see what happens.
Break the taboo and break the seal.
Remember, till I was 30 years old, I hated my asshole. And non-stop.
I gotta be honest with you, I'm not a fan of your asshole either. Let's soldier on here.
Inflamed hemorrhoids. Not fun. Even had surgery on my asshole.
It's cool.
Breathing techniques demonstrated in this video, I have relaxed and healed my asshole. I have a whole new relationship with that part of my body, and I wish the same for you. You spend 10 hours in the next month practicing self-anal massage.
Now, 10 hours a month seems like a lot to devote to your asshole.
And anal breathing. You will get in touch astonishing power.
By the power of asshole!
I recommend clenching your asshole in rhythm with your breathing.
Like ass
I'd like to show you four different anal breathing rhythms. The first is just a sigh, a deep breath.
Oh yes, my asshole was
on
clenched.
On the inhale, clench, and on the exhale, relax.
Why is this getting me so horny?
Little babies enjoy their assholes.
What? Why are we going back to the babies enjoying their assholes? No, I think the person who posted this video did some creative editing.
Little babies enjoy their assholes. The next breath is faster and clench faster. All the efforts on the inhale.
Like a steel trap.
Not fun. The third breath is a step breath on the inhale, a double step, so it's like this.
Okay, like a double clench, almost like a double rainbow.
And you have two steps in your clench.
My anus is double clenched, what does it mean? Okay.
Enjoy your asshole. Sure, you're completely relaxing on the exhale.
Oh, okay.
Often we continue to clench our muscles when we think we're relaxing them. The last breath is a flutter, a very fast breath. Do about 15 with me. If you do 100 anal breaths a day, you will start to let go of anal tension. But if you're interested in high levels of well-being, I recommend 5...
High levels of anal well-being.
100 to 1,000 anal breaths a day.
1,000 anal breaths?
Yes, 500 to 1,000.
That's going to leave me breathless.
Go on!
Thank you, Mrs. Miller. Let's finish up with the self-help anal massage.
I don't recommend doing all 1,000 without a break. Do your anal breaths in sets like a weightlifter does. I recommend up to 50 at a time.
Make sure your anus is well hydrated when doing this as well.
Now, what results can you expect from anal breathing? Non-stop inflamed hemorrhoids.
Okay, that was an edit.
Well, less tension in the asshole. For many men, massage of the rosebud is complete.
What? He actually used the term rosebud in this self-help video. Was he just running? He was probably sick of saying asshole or anus or rectum or whatever.
In itself. When the sphincter muscles have been stretched and relaxed, there's total satisfaction. Nothing more to do. But just as in any relationship, you can go deeper into this relationship with yourself. Break the taboo and see what happens. This four-ball dildo.
Oh my god.
Anal gymnastics.
What?
My experience is, it's profoundly relaxing. This dildo does wonderful massage on the sphincters from both directions.
I'm sure you can purchase something that looks like this over there at adamandeve.com, DV's official sexy sponsor. Just use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, and you'll get 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping and 3 free adult DVDs. Oh, I'm shameless.
When a man is sexually aroused, anal breathing moves erotic fire from the genitals up to the heart. So if you're seeking ways to open your heart, try anal breathing.
You're not just going to be opening your heart. So many great clips that I'm going to use for sound effects on this program. Everyone, let's say thanks to the creepy man talking about pleasuring your asshole. Moving on, I've got a great clip here from the news. In this story, a teen is accused of spray painting or something, like tagging something. And the reporter makes his way to this kid's house, and his mom answers the door.
Well, hi!
Well, she seems nice, doesn't she?
First, Jose at CBS The News. Is Nicholas available?
No, Nicholas isn't here, and you guys get the f*** off my property.
Well,
you got that on camera? All of you f***?
Well, you know your son did a bad thing.
Oh, did he? Did he? What? Were you there?
Well, he's accused.
Were you there?
He's accused of a...
Okay, thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Did he shoot?
Here's your time. Here's your time.
Just my property right now. I'm squeeze you, mother.
Aww.
Hey, easy. You can't.
Yeah.
The mama hen is protecting her young.
After the push, you can see we're backing off to leave the property, but the woman continues to engage in a conversation with us.
He beat the out of somebody. No, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Get that on camera.
I love her because not only is she swearing, she's giving the finger, she's running after these guys. Soon eggs are going to be involved.
What business do you have being here? Are you bored? Don't you got something else to cover?
Well, we are.
Don't you have something else to cover other than this kid with a can of spray paint?
He tagged. He's accused of tagging Kingston Stadium.
There was it two of the other people. What damage of it did he do that you know of?
That's what we're trying to find out, ma'am.
It's none of anybody's business. I'm tired of being harassed by all you people. Nick, get out of here.
What you see and hear is an egg that was thrown at photographer Kenny Becker and I.
Okay, that's fine.
People need to just shut the up about it.
We're on our way out, ma'am. I'm just saying.
People.
Okay.
It's a spray can of paint and juvenile.
It's not just that. That was a lot of damage. That was a lot of damage over there, man.
Did he do it?
He's accused of doing that.
He's accused of doing it.
He's accused of doing it.
Along with two other people.
Yes, he has. And we tried talking to those two other people, man.
Oh, and did you just get out of here?
Okay. You're welcome. You're fine.
You can see we're covered in eggs. So is our news car. Kenny's arm is bruised and bleeding. Luckily, nobody was seriously
hurt. Hey,
easy.
All right. Well, the good news is we're both okay tonight.
That's the good news from this. The good news is, America, I'm fine.
All right, well, the good news is we're both okay tonight, so we didn't feel the need to call the police.
And I hate everyone involved in this news story.
If you remember, when these vandals first struck last week, they threatened to blow up Kingston Stadium. We also tried talking to the two other guys, but they weren't home. In the studio, Chris Jose, CBS 2 News. Tiffany?
Chris, thanks. The three were all...
Oh, so sympathetic. Oh, Chris.
Chris, thanks. The three were also accused, by the way, of vandalizing six other locations across the city.
There you go. I'm so glad that reporter didn't suffer any major injuries from that nasty egg that was thrown at him. Pussy. Finally, before we get into the news today, I gotta say thanks to Susie for providing a link to some dating advice for me. Well, specifically, white pride dating advice. This is from a website called Stormfront. They're all white supremacists. Apparently, and I know this is hard to believe, some of them have a hard time finding love. Well, that's why this message board exists. Now, the first topic that I run across here is dating advice tips. And in this thread, guys are instructed to get their hygiene and styling all sorted out, and also get their job sorted out, because women don't like stinky, unemployed racists. They like employed racists that smell good.
You smell like jasmine and hate. Fuck me and my white pussy.
The topics that I find interesting, though, are the ones that other members have posted. Like, here's a topic. Would you date someone who has a mixed child? Believe it or not, racists don't like that. These women are tainted goods. Remember, at one point, they had mudblood DNA in their body for 9 months, and then in parentheses, kinda creepy. They will always love their half-breed child more than they love you anyways, because it's their baby. That was a interesting point brought to us by Lucky Swastika, a forum member. Someone said, no, I would not lower myself to even date a former race traitor. And then goes on to say, that's what abortion is for. I like this thread. Let's read some more. Enzied said, certainly not, for several reasons. The first is that I would not want to waste resources that could go to a white child on a non-white one. I'd also not want to be seen promoting race mixing by appearing in public with said child. And finally, Tonka Tim says, one cannot! She is guilty of ethnic genocide of her people! The murderer of her people! Christ. He's very passionate. There's also a subsection where you can post your own profile, of course. Unstopped is looking for a girl in Northern California. He writes, there are very few white girls in the Bay Area, and most of them don't care about preserving our species. So email me if you're around the Bay Area. That kind of sounds like there's definitely going to be sex involved if you meet up with this guy, because he's, you know, he's all about preserving our species. Breeding some white babies. And finally, I'll read one more here. This is a gentleman from Indiana. He's an attractive white Indiana Klansman. I'm a divorced 24-year-old man that is attractive and looking for a decent white woman to talk with and possibly meet. If there is such a thing as a decent woman out there nowadays, that's not a good way to snag a girl. I've been through many bad relationships that resulted in race trading in the end on her part. I'm 6 feet tall with blue-green eyes, 165 pounds. I'm an army vet, and I know how to have a good time. If she's out there, then point me in the right direction. There you go. If you are a white supremacist looking for some hot white pussy to plow, check out stormfront.org. With that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. It's the end of the week, right? A lot of you have been paid. You're probably going to go out tonight and drink or something. For the price of one goddamn cocktail, you can sign up for the Distorted View Sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts throughout the week. I just posted an exclusive show yesterday. I am now, I'm really working on that video cast I was promising you. I should have that up for you later today or tomorrow or something. I'll be doing a bonus episode this weekend. Corey will be back with Bud Fudge Sunday. It's a great time to sign up. Support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Orange County, I'm guessing California. A body's journey in the back of a hearse is grim, but usually brief. That was not the case, though, for Linda Walton. On Friday, 9 days after a mortuary service picked up Walton's corpse from an apartment in Carrboro, or something like that, police were called to investigate a foul odor in downtown Graham. Investigators traced the pungent smell to a hearse owned by David B. Lawson Mortuary, the undertaker that picked up Walton's body on August 11th. Walton, 37, who investigators think died about a week before she was discovered, was still in the back of the undertaker's vehicle. I got busy. I'll get her to the fucking morgue. I don't know what the rush is. She doesn't have anywhere to be. The gruesome find set off an investigation by police and the Alamance or something County District Attorney's Office. Their findings have sparked an inquiry by the North Carolina Board of Funeral Services. Okay, so Orange County is in North Carolina. How the fuck was I supposed to know that? Which is responsible for the administration and regulation of the profession of funeral services in North Carolina. Police do not suspect foul play in Walton's death, but investigators had not determined whether Lawson, the owner of the mortuary service that had her body, had run afoul of the law. Lawson, a licensed funeral director and embalmer in North Carolina for 34 years, did not respond to phone calls seeking comment. Over the past decade, the State Board of Funeral Services had investigated several complaints against Lawson, but they centered on problems with his failure to turn in timely annual reports. This is kind of the same thing. Just replace annual reports with dead bodies. Corpses. Lawson was disciplined for his mistakes, according to state record, and in 2008 surrendered his license that permitted him to enter into pre-need contracts. Whatever. Who the fuck cares? Let's talk about this fucking stinky corpse some more. I don't want stinky trouble! In North Carolina, when a body goes unclaimed for 10 days, a mortuary director is required to contact the North Carolina Commission of Anatomy, which finds cadavers for the medical and mortuary schools in North Carolina. If the commission does not want the body, then the mortuary director is required to contact the head of county... Whatever, he has to call some people. It's unclear whether Lawson made either of those calls. Probably not, because... he just left the dead rotting body in the back of his car. If he was too lazy to get the dead broad out, I'm sure he's not going to pick up the phone and make some calls about it. Come on. All right, second story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, Hendry County, Florida is where this story comes from. A chain of horrible events in Florida ended with a rape victim in jail. Wait a second, that doesn't sound right. And an innocent man dead. Uh-oh. Amber Lee, 21, has been jailed on preliminary charges of murder after authorities said she ran over a man she thought raped her. But the Florida Highway Patrol said she hit the wrong man. Yeah, that's a bit of a boner there. She claims it was a horrible accident, but the victim's family isn't so sure. I'm not a murderer, Lee said. I'm a rape victim. Come on. Lee and her boyfriend were trying to sell their CD player last December when the alleged rape occurred. How much can you possibly get for a CD player? They're a little white trashy. He made me get out of the car and pulled me behind a building, and that's where he raped me. When he pulled me around the building, I thought I was going to die. I didn't know he was going to do that until he told me to get on my knees. Oh. Thanks for the mental picture there, Lee. All right, Lee said she pleaded with the man to let her go, thinking of her young daughter. We were just trying to get out of there. We tried to go around one man in the middle of the road. It just ended up happening. It happened so fast. All right. The Florida Highway Patrol said Lee mowed down Timothy Balkman, 32, with her car. Authorities said she thought Balkman had raped her. It's hard, Lee said. It's not fun. It's not easy. I'm sorry for the man's family and everything, but what happened was an accident. No, you were aiming for that particular person. The accident was you thought it was someone else. You're still responsible for killing that dude. Balkman's cousin said he doesn't feel bad for Lee and wants her to pay. He lost his life. We lost a family member. She got laid. Who got the short end of the fucking stick here? I added that last part, but I know he was thinking that. All right, yes, he lost his life. We lost a family member. The law can do something to her. Now, just months away from giving birth to another child, like I said, white trash, Lee worried the accident could mean a life sentence away from her two children. From the bottom of my heart, I'm so sorry. I can only imagine what they're going through, but I don't want them to think that one day I don't think about them. Lee's attorney said the man accused of raping Lee was arrested, but there wasn't enough evidence to charge him. That's the number one rule in raping. Kind of like the number one rule in real estate is location, location, location. The number one rule in raping is don't leave a fucking deposit in the twat of your victim. That's just another helpful rape tip from your friends at Distorted View. And that's one to grow on. Final story we have for you today. It's a short one, but it's weird. On the set of Touchback, which is a movie currently being filmed over there in Michigan, police allege twice convicted sex offender Timothy Ketchpah was doing too much touching Ottawa County Sheriff deputies arrested the 39-year-old Grand Rapids man on accusations that he was posing as a massage therapist and giving free rubdowns last week to women participating in an all-night filming of the movie starring Kurt Russell. Part of the film was being shot at Coopersville High School, an area that is off-limits to catch a paw as a registered sex offender. Police said several women were suspicious and called film security with their concerns. Security workers kicked him out of the production area, but police said the man continued to circle the parking lot on August 18th. Court records show Ketchupaw was arraigned by video in Hudsonville District Court the next day. He posted a $5,000 cash bond and was released pending future hearings. Misdemeanor assault charges may be filed as well. If you're wondering what this guy was caught the first time doing, well, Ketchupaw pleaded guilty to accosting children for immoral purposes in 1997. At the time of his arrest last week, Ketchupaw was listed by the state sex offenders registry as being compliant with the rules. Ketchupaw is the son of John Ketchupaw. Oh, Johnny, who committed suicide. Oh, in the Ottawa County Jail in 2007, the elder Ketchupaw was serving a sentence for illegal fireworks distribution when he died. It's like the lamest crime to commit suicide over. What are you in for? I sold bottle rockets to people illegally. You gonna get raped. All right, that's why he committed suicide. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, this is your time to shine. Speak to me, please.
Hey, Timmy, this is Lady Laxel listening to your, Sextastic Tuesday, My Little Pony bullshit while I, had lunch at work. I had to fucking pause it. I'm sorry. That's just threw up in your mouth. What the hell, man? Come on. Don't read that shit anymore.
All right. Someone's childhood has been raped.
Jigoo, Timmy Baby Boo. It's Zach from Florida, sir. Tim, I'm tired. I got like 2 hours of sleep last night.
Oh, no, baby.
You sing me a lullaby.
No, what the fuck is... What do you think this is?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I was listening to the voicemails. I think that Bunny Crush name for the tranny is a really good idea, man, because it sounds like a stripper's name anyway.
Yeah. Bunny Crush.
Thought I'd throw you my 2 cents.
I kind of like that, too.
Hey, Timmy Boo, what, my aunt Hanson, it's Alex. Just calling in to say that keep the new Sextastic Tuesday tune. I'm listening to it already. I already love hearing all the different audio, the new audio that you've been using for it. That sounds really, really awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, Corey created that. He does a lot of the Sextastic Tuesday intros. Just great work by Corey once again.
Hey, Tim, it's the Window Licker. You know, I've been noticing a lot lately that you keep stealing content from Ray William Johnson. What the fuck is up with that?
I don't know who that is.
Jigu Tim, Sideshow member Haley's Comet calling up to wish you a happy birthday and tell you that I dropped your birthday package off in the mail. Includes a few DVDs of humorous material you might be able to use for the show, and some of my homebrewed beer.
Ooh.
Most homebrewers name their brewery. Mine is the Strange Rabbit Brewery, and I hope you enjoy what I've sent you.
I can't wait to try it. Thank you.
Hey, Timmy Boo, what it do? Groom the Stool, calling in Sideshow Freak. I was watching the Double Rainbow song, and now I know it by heart.
Very good.
Timmy Boo, what it do? I have got a joke for you. Okay. Why did the gay man cross the road?
Why?
Because his dick was in the chicken!
Da-da-da-da-da.
Hey, Tim. Sergeant Number Spider here. Hey, I think I know what Raymond was talking about. I think in the beginning he says, he does actually say something. He says, I don't know my dude is good. And then, you know, how I think he said code blue, shake a baby. And
you think he said code blue, shake a baby?
I think he's saying that, okay, you know how we have, like, green, red alert for the defenses or whatever? I think that he's saying code blue because blue is darker, so it's, you know, worse. Shake a baby. Maybe he thinks that, like, baby shaking is, like, an enormous epidemic or something.
Wow.
And when he said the twister is upon us.
How the hell did you get all of that out?
I think he was talking
out of what he was saying. You're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about.
Tim, hey. I was just sitting here listening to an old episode of the Dickhole Guy. The dick old guy, he cracks me up.
Oh, we haven't played him in a while.
You know, I imagine the reason that he can put his finger inside of his dick is because he's probably had a catheter. And I was sitting here thinking about the whole idea as I was listening.
I had to reuse catheters.
And I wonder if back in the day when he was alive, if they had had electrosex, you know, because they got them fucking plode or plug things, them rods that you can stick down in your dick hole and electrocute yourself.
Jesus fucking Christ.
to get yourself up. I just wonder if the dick.
I think I would rather get into blood play than shoving electrical rods down my cock hole.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I just wanted to tell you that I had a what it's like to be Tim moment last week. I had a colonoscopy. It was like having a mechanical cobra up my butt. They didn't find any polyps or nothing, but I had
got
like a five
anal
orgasms.
Up my butt.
No, two of the incidents. I, Pan Penisco, your monkey overlord calling. Timothy, do you remember the live-action Flintstones movie?
Yes.
Well, you should, because Fred Schneider did the titular eponymous song.
Yes.
And I wonder if the producers chose him just for the cosmic awesomeness that was him singing the line, "We'll have a gay old time."
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I do remember that, and they played it on the radio a lot, too. At least in Ashtabula. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, it's no God.
Inflamed hemorrhoids. Even had surgery on my asshole.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. If you are not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
You are a faggot!